carbuncle or rising.
Yeah.
Either one.
What do you call the fluid in those?
Matter. Corruption.
Uh-huh. And the skin there isn't smooth and level, is it?
Well, that right in the middle of them would be a core.
Uh-huh.
Where they come to a head there.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, well, if this was on the man's neck, you'd say his neck is...
It's got a carbuncle on it.
Yep.
Right.
And the skin is... Where it goes up like that?
Yeah. It.
The area around that is all...
Well, that's where that...
You mean swollen?
Yeah.
It was?
Swollen, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be swollen. That's before it comes to a head. You see when it...
Well, it'd still be that way.
When it comes to head there, that matter come out of it.
Uh-huh.
You pick it then. It comes out and then it's what you got a core in it.
Uh-huh, and that's a solid...
You have to take a string in and twist that out of there.
Heck.
Oh, they'll add some too.
Yeah, I've heard people say they take a bottle and heat it and put it on there and let the bottle cool.
Sure
enough. And
I never heard that.
Just suck it out.
Now you put a poultice on it. Make a poultice and put it on there. Draw it out.
If a man got shot, what would you call the place where the bullet went in?
I would call it a wound.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If a horse cuts himself on a barbed wire fence or something and the wound doesn't heal and gets that red, angry flesh around it, what would you call that?
I would call it poison, blood poison. No, it's proud flesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you generally treat that when a horse had that happen to him?
Well, you'd have to put some powder, healing powders on it.
People have told me that they put lime on it. It sounded like a...
Well, that... Yeah, I've seen them do that. They've got now what they call healing powder.
Mm-hmm. Sulfa and things like that?
Yeah. These veterinarians make powder that will heal it up.
Mm-hmm. If, you'd been away for a while and you came back and found that one of your friends had been buried and you wanted to find out, the cause of death, what would you ask?
Well, you just have to ask what, how come him to die, or how, what killed him.
Uh-huh. And when a person dies, then the body is taken to the undertaker and he puts it in a...
Well, in a coffin or casket.
Is there a difference in these?
Well, I guess the casket's what they go in, and then the coffin, I imagine that's what they put the casket in.
Mm-hmm. And then the body's taken to the church for the...
Funeral.
Uh-huh. Then for burial, it's taken to the...
Well, in the cemetery.
Uh-huh. And the widow, if there is a widow, will wear black to show that she's...
Yeah, she have on black dress, skirt.
Uh-huh. What do they call this? They say she's